Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you currently registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
I am.
All right. Well, now I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. And if you could please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. The first question is, Robin Enders is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant,
Before you
anti-
continue, I don't mean to be rude,
All
but
right.
somebody called me last night. I'm wondering if it's your same organization, because she started with the same questions. Could it be the same so I don't have to go through this again, or is yours different? Because I am a very civic-minded and patriotic American, so when I get inquiries, I like to make my voice heard.
All right.
I don't
Well,
know.
it's kind of from the same organization, I would believe so, or I would like to think. The questions are different than the ones from yesterday.
Well, the one that called me yesterday, actually, it didn't even sound like a questionnaire. It sounded more like an editorial, you know, and I'm wondering, wait a minute, who is this, who's putting this inquiry together? Are you being by the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, an independent organization?
Oh, we're not being hired from like any political parties. We're just an independent research program, and we just want to collect opinions
all
from
right.
different people.
You be kind, and I got a little time, and see if it's where this goes. And if I find that it's identical, please don't take offense if I say I'm not going to do this again. Let's try. What's your name?
Oh. All right, my name is Percy.
Percy?
Yes, Percy.
Okay, hi, Percy.
All right.
Is it that you're a guy with a high tone voice?
Yeah.
Or, not that it's important, I was just curious, because Percy, I had a friend when I was in college, and his name was Percy. Not important. Go ahead, Percy, ask me any questions, and I'll tell you no lie.
All right, well, thank you so much. So this kind of statements, they kind of reach for, if when I read them, you think you're much more likely to support this candidate, you're somewhat more likely to support this candidate, you're a little more likely to support this candidate, or you're not at all more likely. So the first one is, Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who wants to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6 rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power. Do you think this statement makes you much more likely to want to support Rob Menendez? Somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely? All right.
Yeah.
The next one is...
That's the very same stuff that I received in the mail in terms of his campaign literature, and I voted.
Oh, all right.
So he's something to be seen. You know, we don't know. You know, he just took over. You know, he just got signed, sworn in. Let's see what happens. And little did he know that his father was going to get busted and all the other things were going to get in his way of his career. Now, I'm convinced that he may not be as corrupt as his father. And but then again, when people say, well, you know, he should be – why would you think a son will throw his father under the bus? That's just illogical. Even if he's not a criminal, you know, he's just not going to hurt your blood. All right, enough of that. Continue.
Oh, all right. All right, well, the next question is, Hoboken Mayor Ravi Bala has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes that this moment requires a change that is momentous. He believes that health care is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are a human right, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. Which status makes you much more likely to want to support him? Somewhat more likely. A little more
somewhat,
likely?
Somewhat. Yeah. If anybody needs to be concerned about global warming, it's the mayor of Hoboken. Because this city gets underneath water every time we have those incredible storms.
Wow.
So I hope he is watching that. And if all the talking heads and the environmentalists are correct, Hoboken and downtown Manhattan will all be under the water in the next 30, 40 years. That's scary.
Wow, that is really scary.
But
all right, well.
Yeah, all those anti... I don't know how to call them. Most of them are Republicans and some right-wing Democrats who don't believe in global warming. Look, I'm a 73-year-old guy, born and raised in the second largest city in Puerto Rico. Do you know which one that is?
I would not know. What is
it? It's called the Bronx.
Oh, okay.
Some people laugh when I say that.
Oh. All right, well, I laughed a little bit in my head about it, but yeah.
Anywho, the point is I'm a Native American, okay? My parents came from Puerto Rico, but they were citizens when they came. Puerto Ricans have been citizens since 1919, and most Americans don't know that. But then again, I understand. Unfortunately, we Americans are not the most literate people on the planet. Unfortunately, when I went to school, you graduated grammar school. They still taught civics. I don't know what your age is, and I know you're not supposed to ask a woman her age. Once upon a time, they used to teach civics in school. You know, they don't teach it anymore. You know, you ask the average citizen in the United States, they have no idea what's the difference between a councilman and a commissioner. Same thing, you know, and they don't understand how their local body of government works. Never mind the city, the town, the county, the state. You know, you may know something because you remember there were three different, there was the judicial, there was the executive, and then there was the Congress. You know, that's all we knew. That they all know today, but they didn't know any of that. And that's horrible. And they did that deliberately because if you got an ignorant and when I say ignorant, I don't mean stupid. I just mean lack of knowledge. When you have people that don't know how the government works, when you have people that are not being taught, and then you give kids at the age of 10 a cell phone, we're doomed.
Hmm.
We're doomed. I mean, can you imagine? I came to Jersey City from New York City, to Hudson County, actually. I live now in Union City, when we were 10 years old. And, yeah, when I was 10, yeah. No, but I was born in New York City, so we were just across the river. Dad saw what was going on in the Bronx, and he says, no, we're out of here. We're going to Jersey.
Okay.
My father came here before World War II, and he wasn't drafted because he had flat feet.
Oh.
Really had flat feet, unlike Trump, who used all kinds of lies. And then I remember my brother, when Ford gave a blanket amnesty to all those young, mostly white, affluent young men who flew and escaped to Canada to get out of Vietnam. I remember when Ford did that, I was sitting in the living room. I still lived at home with my family, my parents. And my brother, you know, I just recently had been in Vietnam, and that's only one member of a huge amount of members of my family who have fought for the United States government.
Oh, wow.
When they say blood, sweat, and tears, nobody has known more blood, sweat, and tears than my immediate family. My mother, when Marcelo was drafted to go to Vietnam, she was this stout little woman of about 160 pounds.
Oh.
In about 4 or 5 months, she went down to about 130 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Just worried about her boy. Makes sense. If you're a mom, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So when that guy said that, I remember he was livid. He was livid. And I don't blame him, you know. He went. I went when my age of 18, but I got a legal deferment because I had just turned out that I tore every ligament in a right ankle when my draft number came up. We still had a draft, and I got out of it legally. So anyway, I'm rattling on, and I'm telling you, we moved to New York City from New York City to New Jersey. And I finished grammar school here, high school, and then I went to what used to be Jersey City State Teachers College. We still call it State or Teachers College. It's now New Jersey City University. And the thing is that I remember as a child, by the time you graduated from the eighth grade, you knew the difference between a subject and a predicate. You didn't have to be an English major, but you knew they were a declarative, an imperative, an interrogatory, an exclamatory. You knew the difference between a subject and a predicate, a conjunction. These things were basic rules of how you read. And it's unfortunate. I ask sometimes college, either graduates or students, and they look at me like if I came from another planet.
Oh.
It's unsettling a person. It is really unsettling. And if we don't change that, our society is doomed. But then again, all empires fall eventually. Whether it was in Africa, the Egyptians, then after that the Greeks, then after that the Romans, then after that the Spaniards, then after that the Brits. And guess what? We're the true remaining superpower left. So I think our time's going to come up because we have not learned from those powerful societies, and we're still repeating their mistakes.
Oh, all right. Well, I really I think it's very nice that you're sharing all these opinions. I think they would work well. Oh, no, not at all. I'm just saying that these opinions, I think they're really important to kind of channel them into the survey, because this is what we like. We like to hear people's opinions about things, about this kind of things in general that we're doing the survey about.
I'm asking American people to just go back to basics and be patriotic. Just be patriotic. Can you imagine Mitt Romney yesterday says, I'm a Republican, and I got a call from Trump's people saying that we're the ones that are bitching about immigration, right? And now a bipartisan proposal was put together that had nothing that I wanted, because even though I'm an American citizen and immigration is not really, and even though I come from a Latin background, it's not our issue as Puerto Ricans. We're American citizens. We've been here forever. We have a different mindset than the rest of Latins across the country. But going back to the immigration thing, they got a law, they got a thing, and then Mitt Romney says, no, I got a communique from the Trump people saying that we are not to support that and not sign it. And it was the legislation that the Republicans wanted. I got pissed off because when they were proposing it, they didn't have anything for the Dreamers. I understand you don't want more people. I got it. But the Dreamers? What does a 2 or 3 year old that's brought to this country by his mom or dad? They're infants, toddlers. They have no idea. And then they're born and raised in the United States, and they are Americans for all I have. A dear friend, a protege of mine, he was born in Guatemala. His mother brought him in, but his mother wasn't a terribly sophisticated woman. She did not take care, because in the 70s and the 80s and even into the 90s, we weren't so obsessed with sending people back to wherever they came from. And now we don't want them here at all. And the only people we don't want, obviously, at least Trump doesn't want, are people of color. And I keep telling everybody, I said, what did you think you came to? When you tell a Mexican, go back to where you come from, they are where they came from. California, New Mexico, Texas, Louisiana, Arizona, Missouri, all that once upon a time was all Mexico. What did you think, that all those millions of people were just going to up and disappear? This is their country. They're part of Native Americans. So everybody in this society, in our country here, if you're not a Native American, you're an immigrant. Turns out I have Native American blood, so I'm not an immigrant. But the point is that I'm just, when he said that Trump got reached, everybody in the House of Representatives sent to say, do not support this because it will make Biden look good. And even Mitt Romney, a classic Republican, says, this is the guy that's running for my party, a guy who's willing to hurt America so that he can win. All right, enough of that.
Oh, all right. Well,
I'm just bored. I need to vent. I'm just 73 years in this country. Even Nixon realized he got busted. He got caught. And I look back in hindsight, Nixon wasn't a bad president, all things considered. He gave us EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. And I remember as a kid, you could no longer swim or fish in the Hudson River. It was that polluted. But then after about 10 years ago, they did a study. The Hudson River was clean, all because of the EPA. And I don't know. I'm just so pissed off. But go ahead, love. I'm sorry. I needed to vent. I'm now an empty nester. I'm home. I'm alone in this big-ass house. My kids, my youngest is at a college in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Oh, all right. Well, the next question, it does mention a little bit of Hispanics in what you were saying. So this next question is, the only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rob Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country. Would you say the statement makes you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all?
Somewhat.
More likely?
Somewhat. I don't know as much as I should about her, but now that we're getting closer, I will be doing my research to find out, because I'm conflicted. By the way, I met and chatted with him for a little bit, the congressman. I was at an event this past December, weeks ago, and he's standing next to me, and I look at him, and I say, he looks familiar. And then I realize all the literature that he sent, all the postcards with his picture. I said, I just voted for you. You're Bob Menendez. He says, I am, and thank you so much for that. But at the time, his father had not got busted with all the stupid thing, and I have no pity for him, because the last time he acted stupid, and you know, politicians are corrupt. I know that, but you know, there's also lines. Everything is not black and white. There's gray areas. I got that. And I know there's a lot of corruption. I got it. But I always, since I was a kid, every time I voted, I always voted for the least stinky. So I was okay with Menendez, even though I know who he is, and I knew that he was a little corrupt. But then again, you take the House of Representatives, and they're all corrupt. But make a long story short, this time, when I saw what the prosecutors got against him, I said, well, my attitude is, you make your bed, you got to sleep in it. I will not lose sleep for him, and I will not sit shiver for him. I hope we get another, it could be either the governor's wife. It could be, what's the young man in the Asian fella in South Jersey? It could be him. He looks like a progressive. I just got to look at everybody before I vote this time around.
All right, well, the next statement, it says, Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering for his constituents, no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in the first year of service, from complicated immigration requests to cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets. He's fought to make our neighborhood safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenges we face every day, and why he's ready to meet his moment. Would you say that makes you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference for me. I don't want to know about his wife. You know, I hope he's a good family man. I want to know, what are you going to do for Hudson County? Because that's the people that you represent. And, of course, I want you to think of the bigger picture. Hudson County is not in isolation. Hudson County is part of the state of New Jersey. New Jersey is part of a 50 state. So I hope he keeps his eyes on the prize that, of course, bring the bacon home. That's his job. But also to look at the bigger picture and make sure that he's taking care of the USA at large.
All right. Well, this kind of statement that follows, it kind of does talk a little bit more about the bigger picture, if that's what you like intend to. So it says, the first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for child care, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making a quality public transportation more accessible. Would you say this makes you much more likely to support him? Somewhat more likely. A little more likely? Somewhat? All right.
Yeah, I want to give him a chance. I know that a lot of people locally are bad-mouthing him because I say he is not his father. My brother carries my father's name also. But my brother's not my dad. They're two different men with two different, you know, we have universal values because you're a product of your environment. I got that. Pops, you know, taught us well and taught us everything, but if Pop in his old age, because he became a member of one of the most corrupt bodies, and I'm not picking on my country because the Politburo is the same thing, the House of Commons and the Knesset in Israel, all bodies deliberation and legislation, there's a shitload of corruption there. So I'm not picking on the USA, but everything is relative. I really believe that, like my mayor, everybody, he's so corrupt. That says, yeah, but he gets shit done. I'm talking about Brian Stack. I don't know if you're privy with him, but he's not only today the mayor of Union City, where I reside. He's also a state senator, and he's also a powerhouse in Hudson County. In fact, yes, I was talking to our former governor. Oh, what's his name? He quit under all that stuff. What was his name? The Irishman who, because he had it was discovered that he was having an affair with an Israeli guy, and he was kicked out of office, or he quit. Oh, my gosh. He's running for mayor. And I met him at this event because I'm a performer and I was a magician and I had to do a magic show. And I'm walking around and I'm meeting all these dignitaries and politicians. I hate when I have something at the tip of my tongue. He was three governors ago.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, the next one is, a member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he is fighting to stand up to the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. Would you say this makes you much more likely to support him? Somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely?
More likely. I have five sisters. That speaks volumes.
Oh, all right.
I was raised by women, so I'm well taught. And the first thing women tell you, at least my family, women say, you better not tell me what I'm going to do. My mother in the 50s wrote the book on women's lib.
All right.
She would look at Pop, and he said, no, it's the weekend. I'm not cooking. You cook. I'm from the 1950s. That's my old lady. Oh, God, may she rest in peace.
Oh, all right. Well, the next one is, Rob Menendez knows how important our health care is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more
expensive. Wait a minute. I'm confused. Everything, like yesterday, everything is about the good things about Robert Menendez. This sounds more like an editorial campaign slant. All right, let me continue, because I have no issue if he wins again.
Oh, all right. Well, in this survey, we kind of just talk about everyone and everything, because then in some parts, there's a few statements about, like, we kind of talk about what the critics of Rob Menendez have to say about him, and then in that part, it kind of just, like, if you agree with what the critics say or if you agree with what the supporters say. So we really try to keep it varied, because it's really important that we get opinions from everything we can, in a way. So, yeah, this part is.
And by the way, so you're a Democrat. You're biased. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I have never voted for a Republican because I've never seen a Republican that I really thought was good. But if he or she was good, I'd vote for them. I'm not married to labels. You know, I'm actually, in my heart of hearts, I'm an independent. But I'm a moderate, leaning on progressive and liberal issues.
Okay.
You know, but I, you know, I want a balanced budget like all the conservatives. You know, I want to be able to have everybody practice their religion without any fear. And the last thing I want is, as a man of color, for somebody to mess with me because of the color of my skin. Mm-hmm. And don't listen to my speech and my heart. I tell people, the bigots, I says, your children should play with mine, because if they do, they'll be off. They'll be a lot better off, because they're going to be hanging out with some kids that are good human, solid good human beings. With international, wonderful values. And I don't care whether you're a Muslim, a Jew, a Christian, a Buddhist. There's international rules and values. And those are the ones that are taught to my kids. I told them, you know, the old golden rule. That's it. You don't need a lot of religion.
Mm-hmm.
Just treat people like you want them to treat you, and that's it. And be respectful, mindful.
Mm-hmm. All right,
got
well,
more questions for me, Percy?
Yeah, I do. But they're just really short ones, actually. Then this one is, Rob Menendez knows how important all healthcare is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital being more transparent, make sure seniors can live in the dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Hey, somewhat.
Oh, somewhat? All right. Now, after hearing some of, like, some more information about some of these, like, people who are being candidates, in a way, if a Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote for?
I'm not done doing my research yet. I'm not completely convinced, you know. And, of course, the election is not going to be today. I just finished voting for this guy. I can't judge him yet. He's only been in Congress for weeks. He needs to give me a barometer. Do you know what I mean? It's too soon to make that kind of decision. It is. You can ask us about the federal election, because that one's coming up, you know, and that was probably very powerful. And I know that all politics are local, but, you know, Rob Menendez just took the keys to his seat just weeks ago. He's got 2 years. We're going to find out if he's better than Pop or just another political hack. Saying things that his his researchers say that, you know, things like healthcare and a woman's right to take care of her own body and the right to have minimum wage and, you know, all the good things. And most importantly, you know, I'm not a socialist or communist, but I'm a Bernie Sanders guy. Sanders say if you're a billionaire, you know, how was it that your parents said, your parents, and I don't know who they are, but if they're likely regular people, that you probably heard them say to those that a lot was given, a lot is expected from you. You know, and that's said in every language and every culture and every religion. That means that billionaires should be giving back. But no, they don't want to get diddly squat back. They want it all, hoard, hoard, hoard. So I tell everybody, listen to Sanders. He's probably one of the smartest cookies we have in the legislation, especially in the United States Senate. When he always talks about Canada, Europe, all the modern societies got a single-payer system. Why must we have the most expensive healthcare system in the world, and it's not the best? Because it's profit-driven. And I believe two things, actually three things in any society should not be profit-driven. The access to food, the access to housing, and the access to health.
Yeah.
Everything else, I'm a good capitalist. Supply and demand. You want it, you got to pay for it. But three things people are entitled to. You know,
right.
A food, a roof over your head, and your body healthy. And with that comes your mind, too. So if you want your body, mind, we need education. You know, and you know, I remember, what was it, Mayor Koch. That crazy Mayor Koch. And he was talking about he was going to raise all the rates on all the private, all the public colleges. And then I realized one day somebody, some smart journalist asked him, so what school did you go to? And he told them, he said, did you pay for it? I remember that a Koch who was never short of words suddenly fumbled. Because college was free then. Public college was free. Now all our kids are strapped with hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt. And that's insane. Because if we as a people can give all these contracts to all the, to Lockheed and Drummond and DuPont and all the war makers, and then we give all the contracts to all, and all the tax breaks to the billionaires, you don't realize that if you give all that money and educate your society, we will take China and wipe our butts with them. Or anybody that comes alive. Why? Because we're an educated group of people. Knowledge is power. I shut up. Continue, Percy.
Oh, all right. Thank you. The next one is, it's kind of like the same like the past one, but this time it's not really who you're voting for, but if you could lean towards voting for one of these candidates, which one would you think you would lean towards? Would you lean towards voting for Robbie Bala, Rob Menendez, or Kyle Jacy?
Still not sure, baby. I'm sorry. It's the same question. There, you know, Rob Menendez has not been tested yet. I voted for him. Now he's got to, you know, show us that he's got chops. He's got to prove himself. If he doesn't, you know, he ain't getting my vote. I don't care what Stack says, or if his father wasn't in trouble and I was still supporting his dad. I don't care what he says. I got a mind of my own, and I know what I need.
All right.
What I need is, I tell everybody, we all vote for special interests. My special interest as a senior citizen, that nobody, close your ears, fuck with my Social Security. Number one. People say, you know, they're calling it entitlements. It's not an entitlement. When I went at 65 to collect my Social Security, the woman said, Mr. Gomez, may I have your Social Security number? I give it to her. She goes, she opens up the screen. She goes, Mr. Gomez, you've been paying taxes since you're 12.
Oh.
And I looked at her and I said, duh. I know that. Where's my move? Oh, but the Congress passed this rule that you're going to have to be taxed because you got a small business still and everything, but there's one caveat. If you wait till you're 66, all that, you know, is moot. I wasn't doing so bad at the age of 65. I said, lady, I'll see you next year. I don't want one penny of my hard-earned investment in my Social Security to be taxed.
Mm-hmm.
And thank, you know, and people, you know, they're talking about Biden's old age. Leave the old man alone. I'm 73 years old and I'm as smart as I ever was. So I tell everybody, stop it with his age. Did he do anything? The media is obsessed with Donald Trump and with BS. They're not talking about the infrastructure. What he's done, he's put more money into global warming, into infrastructure. And, you know, I'm not a fan of him. I remember when in the 80s, when he was voting for that stupid bill that Clinton put together to lock up practically all the brown people in the United States. You know, he's not a saint, but I believe in redemption. You know, he did a good job during the Obama administration, 8 years, you know, and now he came in here, and I'd rather a seasoned legislator who is not absolutely corrupt and loves what he does. And if you listen to his story, I lost my wife and two kids in an accident. I know what he went through. So I'm very empathetic with his personal life. You know what I mean? But now, you know, we hadn't seen an increase in Social Security in years. I'm up like $300. Well, almost $300 since he came in. I said, close your ears again. It's about fucking time that you do a little something for the seniors, you know, the people that built this country. Anyway, I grew up with an old man that said, I no colegio leaf. And you're not old enough to remember that word. When the 50s, when you got a welfare, as it's called today, or social service, or dole, those days it was called relief. And it was a dirty word in my family. You earn what you make. You work hard. If you're absolutely up against the wall, then you can get somebody to give you a handout. Otherwise, get your ass up and work. Mm-hmm. So that said, you know, I'm saying to myself, I don't see how come the media is not, you know, backing up this guy. We haven't had this kind of incredible legislation, you know, and half of it doesn't get done because the majority of the House of Representatives are right-wing Republicans, and they don't even care about this country. All they care is they thinking that somehow the white race is going to disappear. Idiots. The white race is not going to disappear. And there had always been, since the beginning of time, more people of color in this planet. But what we didn't know that modern times, we were going to have airplanes. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be able to get from Africa to Europe in 4 hours. So the day of countries not communicating, that's crazy. And now the internet, ay Dios mío. You blow a fart, the whole planet knows it. Anyway. I don't know yet who I'm going to vote for congressman. Not at this point, love.
All right, so that is totally okay. Now I'm going to read you some statements about Ravi Bala, a candidate for Congress as well. And if you could put
some
statement. All right, if the HDMA makes you either much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support him for Congress. And the first statement is, Ravi Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala heaped praise on Chris Christie and talked publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bala's law firm represented New Jersey's Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic. And Bala was even business partners with a Democratic state chairman. Would you say this statement makes you much less likely to support him, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely?
This questionnaire is not at all objective. Yeah, I wouldn't vote for him, and I know that. But then again, my mayor, Brian Stack, supported Christie when he ran for governor.
Right.
I forgave. Because you know what? He brought the bacon in. You know? He was only concerned about bringing funds from the state into his city. And he was corrupt enough to believe that because he was an independent thinker, the Hudson County Democratic machine and the state machine got angry at him. But then again, then Christie went and locked up a whole bunch of... And what I got pissed off is all the corruptions in South Jersey, but he picked on Hudson County, and he locked up a whole bunch of people.
Oh.
And Stack was shining, and nobody came near him. Why? Because he supported Christie. And it goes to prove that Christie is like Donald Trump. He keeps grudges. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm gonna
never forgive Christie for the day that I sat 2.5 hours on the George Washington Bridge when he closed it down. You remember that closing when he ordered the bridge closed?
I would believe I don't.
No, well, he did. And I was, at the time, I had a contract with an organization in New York. I had to go to the city every day. And the reason he did that was because he wanted to show the mayor of Fort Lee, who was a Democrat, because he refused to support him, how he can make life difficult for him. The son of a bitch didn't know that he was going to make difficult the life of everybody who was on the Cross Bronx Expressway, not Expressway, the George Washington Bridge, and never mind all the roads and highways in Fort Lee. It just created havoc, you know. And then when the whole United States government and everybody was in the news, and it was discovered that it was he and his group, they threw the one person that they threw under the bus was the only woman involved. I said, really? All you bastards, you all did this. There was four of them, but the one they threw under the bus was the girl.
Oh.
And remember what I told you, Percy? I was raised by five women. Mm-hmm. And my mom. Six women. And they threw the woman under the bus. I'll never forgive him for that. Christy, oh. And then he said that he was going to get lap surgery to lose weight. And he tried, didn't lose an ounce. That goes to show me he's a glutton. And during the pandemic, when they're telling everybody to keep out of the beaches, some helicopter, I'm not sure it was a helicopter or a drone, but they were able to see him sitting with his fat self, sitting in front of a beach in South Jersey.
Oh.
I said, really? But you close all the other beaches down? Ay, Dios mío. Some people are just mean, mean. Go ahead, look, next.
Oh, all right, the next one is, Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest and deceitful behavior, end quote. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row. Would you say this statement makes you much less likely to support him, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely?
The last thing you said, every politician in New Jersey does that, okay? I'm not completely sure about the statement, how he was going to support Republicans and everything. If that's the case, and like I said, I'm not done doing his research. I know something of what he's done in Hoboken. And I know that he's not an absolute liberal on many events. I know that. But if he's supporting Republicans and he's running a city in Hudson County, he's in the wrong place. So, not likely that I'd vote for him if all of the above that you quoted was true.
All right. Well, then.
And what I find about the same thing happened yesterday. Nothing good at all was said about the mayor of Hoboken. And nothing bad, I was saying. So this questionnaire is pretty biased. That's not an attack on you, love. You're doing your job. Next.
All right, the next one is, Ravi Bala is an unethical lawyer who represented a
client. Oh, again, wow. Is there anything in that questionnaire that says anything good about him?
I mean, it kind of goes by parts, so I can only really truly see what's on my screen right now.
Yeah, okay, I know, but this is completely biased because, again, I'm not a blind supporter of Rob Menendez, and I'm not a critic necessarily of Robbie. But when your statements open up and all it does, it talks about all his imperfections. I says, you know, the people of Hoboken voted for him twice, so he can't be that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I have friends that live in Hoboken, and a couple of them voted for him. Anyway.
All right. Well, as I kind of just like kind of start where I was, Ravi Bala is an unethical lawyer who represented a client accused of dumping 12,000 gallons of undiluted sulfuric acid into Newark's water system. Represented a woman who ran a real estate Ponzi scheme that swindled $10 million.
I want you to go to the next question. That is completely loaded, and that's a he said, she said. You know, what you just said was somebody accused him. I want somebody to come off that he was convicted of such, because, you know, ostensibly in our country, everybody's innocent till proven guilty. So let's skip that one altogether. It starts as completely biased and doesn't sound objective at all. And I don't want to pine on something that doesn't sound reasonable and fair. If I knew that was the case, how corrupt he was, and he's been convicted, the people of Hoboken voted for him to two administrations in a row. So I don't think the people who are working are that stupid. Well, maybe some are.
All right. Well, in a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Ravi Bala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove
Latino. He's not a Latino. He's not a Hispanic. That's bullshit. Rob Menendez is the son. The only thing that his father has of Hispanic is that his family was born in Cuba. And if you know anything about the Cuba of the 50s, it was the most segregated society in the planet. White Cubans didn't want anything to do with any person of color. So he is, if you're making the statement, not true, your questionnaire saying that Hispanics are minorities with disadvantage, and no. This is, if you put Roberto Menendez in a lineup with all kinds of white people, nobody would know that he's a Latino. Okay, his son is an Irish. His son's mother is an Irish American. So when they're saying that Robbie's trying to knock down a Hispanic, Rob Menendez doesn't even speak Spanish or have an idea what Spanish people are. And if he dealt with any Cubans, are his affluent, rich, racist, because they are. You know, you go to Miami. If you know anything about American culture, Cubans are all right-wing Republicans, and usually right-wing Republicans are bigots. I'm not brushing somebody with the same brush across the board, but I'm confident to say that the majority of Republicans today are racist. End of story. And it's because, like my mother would say, if you're looking at a pink elephant and it's there, acknowledge that it's a pink elephant. Mm-hmm. El cielo no se tapa con una mano. That means you cannot put your hands in front of your face and think that you're going to hide the sky.
Can't do that.
It's too big. It's too obvious. It's too truthful. So,
right.
No, let's skip that question and go to another one. Robin, it's not a Latino. You know, anybody who thinks so, because his last name ends in Z, mine ends in Z. You know, practically every Spanish and Portuguese name ends in Z. Lopez, Gonzalez, Gomez, Rodriguez, I can go on and on and on and on.
Oh, I think also Ramirez. Just thinking about it right now, but...
Say again?
Ramirez.
Ramirez, thank you. Are you a Ramirez?
No, I am not. But
There you go. It ends in Z.
Yeah.
And if it sounds like Ramirez with an S, then you know it's Portuguese.
Oh, all right.
That's the difference.
Right.
My last name, Gomez, ends in a Z. Occasionally, you'll see it spelled with an S. 99% of you ask that person what your ethnic background is in Portuguese.
Oh.
And there lies the rub.
All right. Well, and the last one of this, like, kind of statement about Ravi Bala, it's Ravi Bala has failed and is, you could say, an incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor. Would you say
he's been a mayor for the last last 7-8 years? Okay, he's not doing anything that somebody else did. Again, I'm not defending this guy, but that statement opened all the statements that you open up were negative and positive for Rob. I still don't know whether I'm going to vote for Rob Menendez next time. The likelihood is I probably won't vote for the mayor of Hoboken because if any of that is true, as far as I'm concerned, he gets on my caca list. You know, and there you go.
All right.
And that doesn't mean that I wish him harm or anything, not at all, especially his family. His family has, you know, somebody's a creep. You don't take it out on his family. That's why I said if Papa Menendez is acting like an idiot because he left his lifelong wife for a younger, you see that woman when she went to the House of Representatives in that miniskirt? I said, oh, Bob Menendez was thinking with his little head, not the big head. Left his lifelong wife, who got a little stout, his Irish-American wife, for this Eastern European woman who's... And I don't think she's pretty, but apparently she rocked his world. And he's thinking with his little head. And the fact that, you know, that she's connected to that government that they're saying. It might all be true. But again, I am a classic American with American values. You are innocent until you're proven guilty. Doesn't look good for him, but I'm going to give him a pass until a jury makes a decision. And I'm going to tell every MAGA person in the planet, I assure you that everywhere Trump goes to court and he has lost every single thing that he's done, it's like my father used to say, son, are you telling me the whole world is wrong and you're right? $29 million a jury awarded this woman. And you and I weren't sitting in that, listening to all the testimony and all the evidence and everything. That's why you need a jury. You need to go to court before you get convicted. And most of the time, if it wasn't the days of Jim Crow, where if you were a person of color, you were fucked because nobody would listen to the facts. I like to believe America evolves and we got a better shot with the justice system.
Right.
And if everything they say is, then, you know, lock them up. Wasn't Trump used to say about Hillary, lock her up? You know, and I'm saying, what a crazy guy. Our society would have been much better. And I wasn't a fan of either Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton. But now I look back in hindsight, had we had Hillary Clinton for president of the United States, America would have been in a much better place today and more powerful. Because that woman wears pants. Anybody who thought that Hillary was a wimp, are you kidding? You know, when Monica Lewinsky pulled her shit, she, you know, she's a smart politician. She stood by her man, ostensibly. I'm sure at home, she smacked the shit out of him. She probably smacked the shit. Why are you embarrassing me, you idiot? We made a plan years ago. Don't fuck it up. Exactly. She was first lady. She really tried to give us a health care project. That's the first thing that she got in when Bill Clinton, and they shot her down. The lobby for the pharmaceuticals was too huge at the time. They're still huge. She couldn't get that single payer or a little, something similar to what Obama did. She couldn't get that passed. So then she's still as ambitious as ever and hardworking. She decided to move to New York to become a United States Senator. She was a very good senator, and she was very good as Secretary of State. You know, again, I know that there's a lot of flaws and a lot of shit. My mother said, you want perfection? She says, die and meet God. You'll meet perfection. That was my mom. I'm not an atheist, but I'm agnostic.
All right. Well, I'm just for this last question.
With me, so I can wish you and your loved ones all the best health, the best good luck. And pray that God or whatever you believe in opens up your mind and your family's mind and they realize that what this country doesn't need is another aspiring Hitler. It won't be good for anyone. And I tell everybody, you want to vote for Hitler? Study history. See how that turned out. See how that turned out. See how General Franco, Mussolini, Trujillo in the Dominican Republic. What was his name? Franco in Spain. Every time you have these dictators, it never bodes well for the society. They always get toppled, and not before they create havoc with every single society that they ran. Of course, the worst was what Papa Adolf did. And they only talk about the 6 million Jews. I said, did you ever talk about the other 4 million that included handicapped people, gypsies, and people of color? People don't know history. They don't. And you know what they say? If you don't study history, you will be doomed to repeat it. And that's where America is going. And I understand that. And I'll leave you with the last thought. A couple of nights ago when we were having the New Hampshire primary, and all the pros were doing all the studies, 90% of every college-educated Republican voted for Haley, didn't vote for Trump. In other words, it's the least educated, and the least educated tend to be the most gullible. Trump, being slick and give the impression that he's a strong guy, that he's tough, that he's self-made with his trophy wife, and tells these people, it's those blacks and those browns that are taking your jobs. And the poor people are not so sophisticated that don't know that robots have been taking over their job. And it was corporate America that took their job because corporate America was not loyal to Americans. They took their factories to China and Mexico and every part of the planet where they can get child labor, cheap labor. They're the criminals, you know? So you know what Porky the Pig said, right?
No, I would not think so. What did he say?
Porky the Pig said, I did it. That's all, folks.
All right. Well, for this kind of, for the last question that he stated, would you say you are much less likely to support him, somewhat less likely to support him, a little less likely, or not at all less likely?
Don't know, love. I really got to be honest with you. I don't know.
All right. That's okay.
I'm waiting. I'm even torn. Like people, I know when people say, oh, Tammy's running nepotism. I said, give me a freaking break, nepotism. You never heard of the Kane family? Grandpa Kane, Papa Kane, Son Kane? That's nepotism. The first thing that Trump did was he gave his daughter one of the most powerful jobs in the White House and his son-in-law. And 4 years later, his son-in-law walks away with a $1 billion loan from the Saudi Arabians because he agreed to make sure he'd try to work on Trump and everybody else, that they don't make a big deal that they killed that American journalist.
Mm.
Didn't you remember when that American journalist from the Wall Street Journal, who happened to be an Arab, you know, but he was an American, he's Arab-American, and he went in, they conned him into going into the embassy, and the guy never came out, and when he came out, they not only killed him, but they mutilate him. They cut him in pieces. This is the guy that runs Saudi Arabia today. And Jared Kushner walked away with a $1 billion grant from them. You know, and people are going to make a big deal because Tammy wants to run? Look, I'm studying her. Tammy Murphy is pro-women of color. She just already pushing her husband. Already helped improve the health status of urban Americans, which are women, okay? Black women or brown women, whatever you want to call them. Then, also, she's the first to convince the superintendent of schools for the state of New Jersey to start including climate change in our curriculum. If Americans don't start waking up to knowing that we got to stop using all this plastic, we got to stop all this waste, we need to take this planet because, like I told you, it's not me. I'm not telling you that. The doctors, the scientists of this world are telling you that if we don't stop global warming, and the only way we can stop that is by eliminating fossil fuel, no more coal, no more gas, and stop using plastics. And stop throwing everything in our rivers and our byways. I recently went on holiday. Well, not recently. In the past, I've done some traveling. And every time I get to a beach and I see all the garbage. And I'll leave you with this one thought. You have access to Google, right?
Yes.
Just write the following words. The Pacific Garbage Patch. Pacific Garbage Patch. It is bigger than the state of Texas, and it's one garbage patch on the Pacific Ocean. It just stands there. Yeah, people don't believe it. If you show children that, they said, that's in our oceans? A patch that's bigger than much bigger than the state of Texas? And I go to Texas a lot. I have family in Texas. It's a huge state. And, you know, but they say ignorance is bliss. Not with me. I say, don't get ignorant and don't get stupid because ignorance is not bliss. The old saying about out of sight, out of mind, yeah. So when it kicks you in the nuts, it was out of your mind. Now your pain is in your nuts because you didn't pay attention. Again, Porky the Pig said, that's all, folks. We're done, aren't we?
Well, we still have just, I think about maybe 3 more questions.
Oh, Jesus. Every time I think you're done, like, I start rattling on and giving you an editorial.
All right. No, but don't worry about it.
You're a fellow American, and you're hearing it from a guy that's not running from office, a guy that just told you, I don't give a shit about all these politicians. I am concerned as an American citizen, as an American consumer, and most important, as an American patriot. You know, that fake patriotism when they took an American flag and broke windows to break into the Capitol building while all our legislators were in there to create a coup d'etat? What am I, in a third world country? In a banana republic? And it was all these poor white guys that were convinced to believe, oh, they're so easily gullible. Now that they all got stiff sentences, they hopefully they'll have a second thought about this guy, Donald Trump, and all his leaders. All right, you got three more questions. Let's go for it, girl.
Oh, well, I think three questions, it was kind of like an assumption, because we are about 87% done, so we're really almost done. So now, like, just let me ask you just one last time. If the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote for? Like, knowing what you know.
I said I don't know yet. That's too early. That election's not going to happen until next year. And the key guy that you guys are promoting there, not you, the formulators of your questionnaire, of your inquiry, that is so biased toward Menendez, because every time you start reading, it talks about how he's fighting for people. And when you start with the mayor of Hoboken, he's corrupt, he's this, he's that. I said, wait a minute, where's the objectivity here? So, and in spite of all that, I've still not decided, because I like to do my own research, you know, and find out. You know, because my mother would say, dime con quien tu andas y te digo quien eres, which loosely translated is, I'll see how you walk, talk, and act, and I'll tell you who you are.
All right. And then just finally, just the last questions are just for statistical purposes. But thinking in political terms, would you say you're more conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
All right. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
No, I live alone. I own this home.
All right. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
I have a BA.
BA? All right.
Bachelor of Arts, Political Science, and English as a minor.
All right. Oh, wow. Congratulations.
And history. Pick it.
All right.
World history specifically. And American history specializing post-World War II.
All right.
From my favorite politicians of all time, the Roosevelts, Eleanor, in that order, and Franklin.
Oh, okay. And are you a current or retired member of a labor union?
No. I've always been self-employed.
All right. And just finally, for verification purposes, can I have your first name?
Michael Miguel.
Miguel, all right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Miguel. I just want to thank you so much for your time.
My formal name is Miguel, because that's what my mother put down. Lifelong friend, since she was 10 years old. By the way, my mom died last year of COVID at 99, and the year before that, her best friend died at 98.
Oh,
talk about lifelong friends who couldn't have children, so she raise us, help my mother raise us, so vicariously she became a mother through my mom. And she would every weekend, Paola, I'm giving you a break. Give me the kids. You should be so lucky. So that woman raised me. And my point being is that when I was born, she ran from Brooklyn. She said, oh, they wouldn't give me a break. The factory was killing me. This is 1951. They were killing me. Comadre. What did you name him? I named him Miguel. What do you mean, Miguel? You're in America. You're supposed to name him Michael. I'm calling him Michael. Percy, my formal name is Miguel. If I heard my mother call me Miguel more than twice, she died last year. In 72 years, it was too much.
Oh.
My whole family called me Michael. Mommy used to call me Mikey to the day I died. I was always her Mikey.
Oh.
And I don't let anybody call me Mikey. I say, hey, do I look like I'm 10? But my mother always called me Mikey.
All right.
Oh, Paula, rest in peace.
Yeah. All right. Well, just for the last question, it says, are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? The participants in the research are...
I'm exhausted, girlfriend. I'm not interested in any more research. Because I donate to my causes... because, as you can see, I'm very opinionated. My phone and my inbox is saturated with questionnaires, with inquiries, with petitions and solicitations for money. Like if I had money. But every